let's hear that right up against the phone as well.
Sure.
Yeah, that's way worse.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, How to Do Everything is back. If you've ever wondered if there's a correct way to open Velcro quietly, or hundreds of other questions, great news. The NPR podcast, How to Do Everything, is coming back.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. So that was me just opening it up regularly. I thought a way to make it a little bit quieter, to muffle the noise, would be to open it up slowly, and that doesn't seem to work either.
Yeah. Okay. Just extends the noise, doesn't it?
Let's hear that right up against the phone as well.
Sure.
Yeah, that's way worse.
The podcast from Mike Danforth and Ian Chillog, producers of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, wrapped up its initial run in 2016, and the reboot will feature new episodes and highlights from the archives. First, the guys are here to look ahead right now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back.
It's been a few years, Ian and Mike. What made you decide to bring the podcast back?
I mean, the honest answer is we always missed it. I think from the moment we stopped doing it, which I think was in 2016, you know, Mike and I worked together on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and other stuff. And we love working together. And every now and then a story would come across our desk that would just be perfect to talk about on How To. And we would think, I wish we still had the show. And we just kept making that wish. And finally, we found a genie in NPR to grant the wish. And so now we're back.
Mike, from your perspective?
Well, and that's mostly true. Like, I think if we had been smart and collected all of the texts or emails that we send each other, that were like, this would be perfect for How To. If only we had How To still.
Yeah.
We would have probably, you know, a couple, like 10 more episodes probably.
But we weren't smart.
We didn't do that. We weren't forward thinking enough. We live in the moment, which is a good thing mostly. Yeah. The other thing I would say, Ian, that helped us, I think it's Zoom. Because, you know, Ian lives in New York, I'm in Chicago, and once we figured out that we could still do a show together, we did a small show for Radiotopia that proved we could host a podcast or do a podcast together, even if we weren't in the same room. And once we knew we could do that, we felt like, well, maybe we could try How To again.
A small upside from the pandemic, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, I asked you why, but my podcast feed is kind of littered with sunset shows I used to love, just waiting to be updated. So how do you bring a podcast back?
Oh, that's something I guess we really don't have experience with, do we?
No. And I think we had a little bit of anxiety about it. You know, are we going to be able to sort of get into the same rhythm that we used to? And it was really pretty. The first interview that we set up with our producer, Hina, we got in there and it felt like no time had passed since we were last doing it. So, you know, but time definitely has passed. We're much older now than we were then. The world is very different, but we have not matured in any way, which I think is how we're able to accomplish this.
Can you give our listeners any advice about working with a partner? As you mentioned on the other show, you guys have to worry about Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and then the podcast, and keeping a working relationship like this one good for all these years.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess, Ian, I would ask you to answer that before I would.
And I would insist that I answer that before you would. I mean, I think Mike and I, we share a lot in common as hosts, which is, and the main thing is a real mutual self-loathing. We want to hear ourselves as little as possible. And so as editors, we just extract, we get ourselves out of it as much as possible. And I think that's a, you know, that's a production philosophy that we have at Wait, Wait, too, which is, you know, we want everybody else to feature in a big way. And so the more we can sort of like make room for the unexpected stuff to happen, that's what makes Wait work well, and hopefully what'll make How To work well. I'll also say that we are, I think of us as producers as a two-headed monster, and I am the mean head and Mike is the kind, encouraging head. And if we only had one of those heads, the shows wouldn't work, because if it was just me, everyone else who works with us would be miserable. And if it was just Mike, everyone, would think everything was good. And neither of those things are something you want for a show.
I do think, though, that you kind of hit on it, which is that I think, I don't know if it speaks to our relationship, but our compatibility as hosts really comes from the fact that we're both longtime producers. So we're looking at the show from really, as you just said, from a producer's eye and ear. And that's different from, I think, a host who, I don't know, maybe this is saying something or revealing something, but I think a host wants to hear themselves talk, and neither one of us do. And I think we're always looking at it as producers. And I think because we share that, I think we're able to coexist easily, comfortably.
So what are the plans for the new run of episodes? I assume you've done some of them already. So what's on the table here?
Well, the thing that I'm excited about, or one thing I'm excited about, is a bit we did with a device called the Nasal Ranger.
What's that?
Which, okay, if you don't know what it is, you shouldn't.
It's not the worst superhero, the Nasal Ranger. It's actually a tool.
It is a tool. It's a tool that you hold up to your nose, and it allows you to gauge how badly something smells. And we were asked to help a woman call us, and she wanted to know if she smelled, or if we would help. I guess the question was, how do I get somebody to tell me if I smell?
Yeah. How do I get people to be honest with me if I smell? Yeah.
And so because we wanted it to be objective, we found this tool that would tell her objectively whether or not she smelled.
Did she smell?
You'll have to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of a producer's ear for a teaser.
Yeah.
Let me get one question in about your day jobs. I'm always curious about how Wait, Don't Tell Me will find the humor in particular moments in our country. You adapted to, of course, doing remote shows during COVID. But now that we're in this like super high stakes election year with a lot of twists and turns, how are you thinking about comedy this fall?
Oh, that's fun. I think, Ian, you brought a point up last week, but I don't want to throw every question to you. So I'll steal your answer. But I think one of the things you said is that we really have to find the fun in all the stories. The joy angle?
Yeah, I think when you looking at the political landscape right now, I think you see on the Democrats' side, they have decided with their messaging to move towards talking about joy and using a lot of humor and maybe less talk about the fear of creeping fascism. And I think, you know, our jobs as people making funny stuff is to, we also, you know, we have made jokes about creeping fascism and sort of the darker side, but we have more success when we sort of find the joyful moments on, you know, from the Republicans and the Democrats and the sort of sillier stuff and turn that into our radio show. So I think like we've learned the same lesson that I guess the DNC has learned. Yeah.
Keep it light, keep it fun. Like everything that is in our show is designed for a panel. You know, the panel, Ian, has no idea what we're going to talk about. So they're just like the audience. They come in cold, and we know that whatever we're going to throw them, it has to elicit from them something hilarious and funny. And the best stuff to do that is stuff that's light. And, you know, certainly sharp. We want it to be sharp and have an edge sometimes, but mostly we want it to be funny. And hopefully that lightness is what creates the funniness.
Well, keep up the good work on that front, and congratulations to both of you on the relaunch of How to Do Everything, the podcast that listeners just adored up until 2016 is back with new episodes. And we've been speaking with Mike Danforth and Ian Chillog. Congratulations to both of you. It's great catching up.
Thank you. Take care.
Likewise. Thanks so much.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.